way to leave in balance, way by the word of God. May the Lord bless us and encourage us tonight. May we seek to live a righteous and godly standard right in this present world.
Amen.
Don't you know there's a standard to live by, dear ones? If not, just you see your way and I see my way.
Yes.
You take the highway, I'll take the low road. And then I'll get there before you. No, dear ones, that's not the way it is.
That's
there's only one near way. I'm glad, dear ones, to be acquainted with that shepherd and that gentle hand that leads us along the way. I'm satisfied to follow the Lord tonight.
Amen.
I'm glad, dear ones, he said the way you'll know. Some folks think that this is a mysterious way. In a way, it is. If you're not willing to live godly, without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. But I tell you, dear ones, you get your heart fixed that I'm going to live godly, irregardless of the cause. I'm going to live right in spite of all the circumstances. The Lord open up the mysteries of a godly and a holy life to you. Not only will he show you the path, the way to go, he'll open up heaven every so often to you. And
cause
you guys, there's going to be a great reward for choosing that way of right. I'm glad you ones. I thank for the privilege to serve an almighty God tonight. I'm glad for the inspiration he gives us. This is not a hope for naught. This only ends when we die. If in this life only, dear ones, we can expect blessings, we get all men most miserable. Dear ones, the word of God bespeaks to you and I. And just the very experience of salvation lets you know that there is going to be a resurrection one of these days.
Oh, yes.
A resurrection, I confess, has already taken place in my breast.
Yes,
and the Bible lets us know there was one of these days, we're going to rise, dear ones. We're going to rise to meet our Lord in the air.
Yes.
I say it means a sacrificial life, dear ones. We're going to have to determine in our hearts and minds that I'm going to live for God no matter what it costs. And I say to us, we don't need to wait for 2 or 3 years and consecrate to the death line, dear ones. May God help us, dear ones. I want to encourage you, dear ones. You and I don't know where death lies along our pathway. And sometimes we might like to put it far off in the future. But I say tonight, we need to fix our hearts and minds to live every day as if we thought it were our last. One of these days it is going to be your last, dear ones. How sad it would be, dear ones, if you and I are awake sometimes by the last words that we speak before we go to bed, and the last thoughts we have on our mind when we go to bed. Sometimes, dear ones, if those thoughts are weighed and those words are weighed, we've been weighed and found wanting before God. Many times we go to bed, leave service, and go on home with a heavy burden on our heart because the Lord has exposed something to us. We know we have a definite need. We're putting it way off in the future. One of these days, I'm going to take care of this matter. And before I die, Lord, I'm going to fix that thing up. I'm going to change it once. It's not safe to live like that. That's a deceitful life. That's what the devil wants to do for all of us, dear one. He wants to deceive you and I into thinking we have a lot more time.
Right.
And what we have, we're going to have a lot more opportunities than what we know. You don't know, and I don't know, dear ones, when our last day is going to be. But one of these days, we're going to breathe our last breath, dear ones.
Yes,
it's going to be finished, dear ones. The Lord will sever that little thread of life, and you and I are going to pass into eternity. May God help us, dear ones. This is a serious matter tonight. We need to live holy every hour of the passing day, that we might be able to see our Lord in peace. We need to live with an inspiration of heaven in our bosom.
Yes,
God,
help us,
dear ones. I'd like to see more inspiration, dear ones of heaven. I'd like to see more heavenly songs called during the service. Sometimes, all the time you hear them is at a funeral. I say to ones, we need to have a joy of glory in our soul. We sang that heaven came down and glory filled the soul. We need to act like it tonight, dear ones. You got a piece of heaven in there. You won't be able to be still about it, dear ones. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. May the Lord bless us tonight. Joy without measure will be my treasure.
Yeah.
You watch, we have a limited amount of joy here because these little bodies can't take for so much. But one of these days, hallelujah, one of these days, joy without measure. There'll be no measure to the joy you can have. Be no measure there was to the bliss that we're going to enjoy. What are these things tonight? But you and I are going to have to live a life to die to death. May the Lord encourage us tonight.
Yes,
the ways
Lord.
Are true.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, yes, Lord.
You are so righteous. You yes, know. So yourself righteous.
You are so righteous.
Yes.
Galatians is in the 6th chapter. Be not deceived. God's not mocked.
Amen.
Whatsoever man soweth, that shall be also.
Yes, Lord.
Amen, Lord. He that soweth to his flesh.
Yes.
He that soweth to the Spirit.
Yes.
We reap what we sow now.
Amen. That's the truth.
Lord. He that soweth to the Spirit. To other Spirit reap life everlasting. That's Amen. How you get life everlasting. You're going to have to sow to the Spirit.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Oh, God bless us.
Obey
we can't
Spirit.
Sow selfishness in our own way, along
oh,
the way,
Lord.
And expect to reap life everlasting. It won't work that way.
No.
May God bless us.
Help us,
may
Lord.
Encourage us in the ways of truth. I say it's time for you and I to get more serious about the matter of our soul.
Amen.
I come
Amen.
To the saints of God tonight. Amen. Amen, Lord. It's time we get more stirred
Amen.
About to make our calling and election sure with God.
Amen.
We need to get more diligence to our experiences and then what we have. I appreciate it. I mean, the advance I see from time to time in the people of God. Appreciate the growth. Thankful for what the Lord's doing. But I feel like we need to keep on stirring it, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Don't let it sit, Lord, in one. Keep it stirred, dear ones. I keep it at a boiling point. Have fervent charity among
yes,
yourselves. I appreciate it. How the Lord blesses one or the other. And with greater ability to demonstrate the love of God. But
Amen.
Keep it fervent, dear ones. Don't
oh,
let it get cold
yes.
anymore.
Amen.
Don't let it get lukewarm anymore.
Oh, yes,
Lord.
Help us, Lord. Jesus
is the power is down. What does that second verse say? Purify me with the body. Sacrifice. He wants to have mercy. He wants to have mercy on you too. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting to those that fear God. To those that fear God, to such as keep his commandments and do them. Oh, Lord, bless us tonight. Blessed are the merciful. They're blessed forevermore. They shall obtain the mercies of God. Do you not know, as we go along in our experience, you know, we might go for a few years saved and feel fresh and vibrant and everything's going well. We've had some difficulties and the Lord has blessed them, but little do we know of the greater difficulties that we're going to face in life. Little do we know of the places, our dear ones, where we're going to need some special mercy from God and special compassion from the people of God. We can't foresee these places. Don't you know? The Lord wants you and I to have some experiences in life. He'll no doubt allow you to go through some times of suffering so you'll know better, be better acquainted of what it means to have mercy upon people. He'll allow you to get in some circumstances and predicaments where you're misunderstood and you don't quite comprehend what's going on in yourself, in your experience. But you know you're saved. You know you're living right. You know you're doing all you comprehend and you recognize that the Lord's hand is on you. But yet, there are circumstances that exist. You can't change them. You can wiggle around all you want to and do somersaults backwards, but the Lord has you in the net. You know it.
Amen,
Lord.
Amen. Help us, Lord.
Oh, why you appreciate mercy.
Yes.
Why you appreciate compassion. Being riding over your heads all the time.
Yes.
Amen, Lord. But you're in a good place.
Yes.
Oh, yes, you're in a good place. Praise God. You might say your spirit is taking advantage of me. I know they are. I know they're taking advantage of me.
Oh,
just because we're in a place and position of authority, they can do it. They can do what they do and say what they do. It's a long amen, Lord. I'm at a disadvantage here. I better keep still if I know what's good for me. Praise the Lord. May God bless. Well, bless God forevermore.
Yes.
Don't you know? One of these days you stay faithful to God, you might be in that place where somebody else is.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you know what? Through your suffering and through your experience, you know better how it feels to be in that position.
Yes.
You know what it feels like. And you'll be more able to show some compassion and mercy on somebody in a condition like that. You wouldn't know a thing about it unless God has allowed you to go through it.
That's
amen, Lord.
That's
water through the fire.
Amen.
Walk me out to a wealthy place.
Yes.
Oh, glory. Closer to God.
Yes.
More knowledgeable about the dealings of the Lord. And a greater ability to have compassion on others.
Yes.
I want to tell you, dear one, it's a rare combination for an individual to be firm and solid and true as gold in the Word of God and still able to be meek and still able to have mercy on someone else.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
God bless us. Oh, yes, it is. May the Lord bless us and help us along the way. The enemy would like to offset it, dear ones, until we get so meek and so quiet that there's a quietness that comes over us that it stops being blessed.
Yeah.
Amen, Lord.
Yes, that's right. Being unbound.
Lord, help us. And in a furnace and a rebuke in our heart to get salt, dear ones, that we knock out about everything that comes in our way. Amen, Lord. I say it's a rare combination, but this is the combination that God would have every one of us to reach forth to. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, I appreciate the example of Jesus. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
But we see Jesus. You see? Praise the Lord. But we see Jesus. Supposed to. Oh, yes, Lord.
Yes,
bless the Lord. You might think, well, Jesus would have known how to have compassion on us because he's a God and he just knows how. Praise the Lord. The scripture lets me know something about that. In that situation, he is able to sicken. You know what I mean? To sicken. How tempted in all points, like as we are.
Yes.
Yet without sin. He could be a high priest, dear one. Oh, yes, Lord. He was not fashioned and made after the order of Aaron. He was fashioned and made after the order of Melchizedek. Praise the Lord. All these are said, I've sworn, I will not repent. Praise God. Oh, in the book of Hebrews. Let me read a little bit here. Seventh chapter of the book of Hebrews. For this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High God, he made Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him, to whom also Abraham gave a tenth of all, first being by interpretation, king of righteousness, and after that also king of Salem, which is king of peace, without father, without mother, without descent, having neither beginning of days nor end of days, but made like unto the Son of God, who repent of God, abideth a priest continually. All right? We'll read on down a little bit more. Praise God. Where is that this day have I begotten me? Praise the Lord.
I never heard anyone explain that yet.
I
never heard anyone explain that.
In the verse, if therefore perfection were by the Levitical priesthood, for under it the people received the law, what further need was there that another priest should rise after the order of Melchizedek and not be called after the order of Aaron? For the priesthood being changed, there is made of necessity a change also of the law. For he of whom these things are spoken pertaining to another tribe, of which no man gave attendance at the altar. For it is evident that our Lord sprang out of Judah, of which tribe Moses spake nothing concerning priesthood. It is yet far more evident, for that after the similitude of Melchizedek, there ariseth another priest, who is made not after the law of carnal commandment, but after the power of an endless life. For he testifieth, thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. For there is verily a disannulling of the commandment going before for the weakness and unprofitableness thereof. For the law made nothing perfect, but a bringing in of a better hope did, by the which we draw nigh unto God. And inasmuch as not without an oath he was made priest, for those priests were made without an oath, but this with an oath by him that said unto him, the Lord swear and will not repent, thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. By so much was Jesus made a surety of a better testament, and they truly were made priests, because they were not suffered to continue by reason of death. But this man, because he continueth forever, hath an unchangeable priesthood. Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. For such a high priest became us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens. I'm glad for Melchizedek, praise the Lord. But I'm more glad for Jesus being made after the order of Melchizedek. He can be touched with a feeling of our infirmity, and at the same time for us, be firm with us and rebuke us and admonish us that you must be holier. I have compassion on you all right in this situation, but you're going to have to live right. You're going to have the right attitude. You're going to have the right spirit. You're going to have victory going through this. Amen, Lord. And you don't accept anything less. And I'm glad for it. Oh, yes, Lord. A man in fashion and liking after you and I, dear ones, we're more apt to have compassion upon those that know that have the same kind of limitations as we have. But I say God has grace. We must have grace. We need to rise above our carnal minds and our personal sympathies one with another and realize that Jesus was made a priest after the order of Melchizedek. You're talking about a spiritual plane. You're talking about a depth of victory, a something in working in there that's everlasting, something that's not ever supposed to die in you and I. Yes, Jesus was a priest, but you and I are kings and priests anointed too. There's something eternal that's the work in you and I also. Eternal life within our breath. We sang about it, dear ones. What else? he is talking about all the blessings that go along with eternity, with eternal life. He is talking about the blessings and the grace, dear ones, that attend the life of one who confesses a real resurrection in their soul. Jesus, the hope of glory, abiding in there with all his victory, with all his power, dear ones, with his love, with his mercy, with his patience, dear ones, with everything that's needed to show forth to the world, dear ones, that he died to set us on a higher plane than when Moses could give us sacrifice and offerings. He never was appeased with, dear ones, but Jesus was set down at the right hand of God after making one perfect sacrifice that we might live holy right in this present world. I appreciate the sacrifice that was made for you and I. I'm in the 10th chapter of the book of Hebrews now. By the which will and the 10th verse, we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. And every priest standeth daily ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifice, which can never take away sins. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sin, forever sat down on the right hand of God, from henceforth expecting shall his enemies be made his footstool. For by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. You want the perfection of sanctified life. This is what Jesus is looking for. And I say to you once, wherever we are in our journey through life, we may be perfect in all our understanding today, but I don't doubt that the Lord will reveal something more to you in not very long time that will call for a depth of perfection that you don't have. And you're going to have to dig forward. You're going to have to plead forward. And you're going to have to do some more stripping in order to meet God's favor and approval upon your life. Oh, he's calling for perfection. Praise the Lord. Yes. May the Lord bless. Yes. Be ye perfect, he said. I believe he said it to Abraham way back years ago. And he's still looking for perfection in your life, in my life. Be ye also perfect, even as your Father, which is in heaven, is perfect. Yeah. Go on to perfection. The Bible bespeaks that the Lord is looking for a perfected life out of every one of us. Let us not settle for mediocrity. Let us not settle for anything less than what Jesus suffered and died that we might have right in this present world. Yep. Amen, Lord. All right, let's read a little bit more. Let's see, how far did I get there? I'm still in the 3rd chapter of Matthew. Praise God. Amen, Lord. Blessed are the pure in heart. They shall see God. They'll see God in their troubles. They'll see God in their sorrows. They'll see God in the midst of the storm. When the clouds are hovering over, they still see God with an eye of faith.
Praise God.
Oh, I'm glad for the Lord's goodness unto us, dear ones. Don't you know? The Lord fixes on your experience. There's always an open window, always an upper window, I believe. And when making the ark, they made no windows on the side. But he told, hey, Noah, I want you to make a window right up there. Praise the Lord. I want you to make a window so you can see me. Praise the Lord. He didn't want him to look around and see the sorrow, the grief, and the death, and all the different discouraging circumstances, the things that would touch the heart of humanity to the depths and bring us down to a grief that would no doubt have been more than Noah could have borne. I'll tell you, the Lord knows just how much we can bear.
Amen.
You have your portion of grief and sorrow in this world. It'll never be more than you can bear.
That's
the Lord
right.
knows all about humanity.
That's
he knows
right.
all about our limitations. Yeah. But I'm glad to be serving a God that has no limitations, dear ones. No limit to the grace and the strength and the glory that we can have in this present world. So it was, dear ones, when the Lord told Noah, come into the ark. He let you know, I'm in here, Lord. It's safe to come in here. Don't think you're going to be alone. I'll never leave you alone. Praise I'm with you God. Always. Praise the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord be with us. As long as we live righteous and holy, it's always existed. Always been God's intent. Always been His delight to be close to His people. But there was sin as a separator. And as long as there's sin in our life, we are not supposed to feel God's presence. People that come to our assemblies and they don't want to live right, I just want a good feeling. Just want to say I went to church. Oftentimes they leave and I just don't feel comfortable among the saints. Just don't feel comfortable there. The Word of God goes both rugged and true. A trimming the line, laying down the truth just like it is. They're not willing to measure up. They don't feel comfortable here. They can't get into rejoicing. They can't work up anything, any kind of way. And so they leave. When I'm not very comfortable here. If you're not going to live right, you're not going to be very comfortable here. But I pray to once, if you want the truth, lay down in any line. If you want to be told what it's going to take to make it to heaven, you will just fit right in. I'm glad for God's goodness tonight. I appreciate His mercy unto us. So was there was Noah. I came on into the ark. God covered in his heart, like He covered your heart and my heart in a time of trouble. I'm satisfied. Noah's heart was a bit heavy there. He preached for 120 years, a preacher of righteousness, a pleading with the people. Come on into the ark. It's going to rain, don't you know it? Don't you know? Destruction is at hand. I say tonight, your words, destruction is at hand tonight. May God bless us. No prophets, a preacher of a coming Messiah. That was their ministry. The Old Testament ministry was to preach on the coming of Jesus. But there ones, after Jesus has come and passed into the heavens and sitting on the right hand of God and told you and I to occupy till I come. He left the New Testament ministry to preach the word of God. I'm coming back again. May God bless us, the ones in the book of Acts. And Jesus gave the commission to the disciples, and they looked above him with wistful eyes as a cloud came and took him up in heaven. There were two, it was an angel that stood by. It said, "Ye men of Galilee," in the 11th verse, "why stand ye gazing up in heaven? The same Jesus, which is taken up from you to heaven, so shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go to heaven." Jesus is coming back, dear ones. May God bless us, dear ones. May we look for Him. May God encourage us and cause us to realize, I say, Jesus is coming back to reckon with you and I of how we have maintained our stewardship. He's given us a definite blessing and abilities to use for His glory. He's given us a body. He's given us a spirit to glorify His name. God help us, dear ones, to allow Him to do so. Right in these earthen vessels. God's not interested in my body. He's just interested in my spirit. I'm going to tell you, the blood of Jesus bought your spirit and it bought your body too. God help us tonight and encourage us along the way. He's interested in what you do with your body. May the Lord bless us to have us so consecrated to Him. He can have His own way. Moses was in, no doubt, with a heavy heart, but the Lord comforted his heart.
Yes.
Oh, yes, Lord, you've done what you can.
Yes.
Amen, Lord. Sometimes we have to leave a soul grieved.
Oh, yes.
Grieved. They didn't receive. They rejected. Mm-hmm. Amen, Lord. The Lord comes along with your heart. You did what I told you to do.
Yes.
Cast it on me. Commit it to me.
Amen.
Don't hold on. Don't care. Praise the Lord. Casting all your care upon Him, for He cares for you. Praise God. We're human. We're pricked. We're touched. We look at the doom of the soul that we can't stop. Unless they repent, unless they melt, unless they humble, praise the Lord. We know they're going to have a hard life because of when we transgress His heart.
That's right.
And praise the Lord, Noah again had a heavy heart, praise the Lord. But the Lord comforted His very soul. Praise God. And as the rains began to fall, I don't doubt the ones that many came beating on that door. Noah let us in. We believe. now. Praise the Lord.
Too late.
When God shut the door, it was too late. Amen, Lord. Jesus is an open door.
Yes.
No man can open it, and no man can shut it.
Amen.
I'm the door, Jesus said. Praise the Lord. Jesus was that door. Don't you know that?
Yes.
He was that door.
Amen.
Amen, Lord.
Praise God.
By me, if any man should enter in, he shall be
saved.
Yes. Everyone that walked through that door, to that ark, the ark of salvation, he's saved.
Yes.
Go in and out and find pasture. Not go in and out. Go in and. Amen, Lord. March on out.
Amen.
Don't try to stand around the door. You won't get much anything after a while. Amen. Oh, saint, come along and put your little experience to shame. Amen.
Yes, that's right.
Oh. When I'm a little timid, it's so hard. Y'all pray for me. It's so hard. I got
this. Oh, no.
Obey me and save a few hours.
Oh, yeah.
Kicking and shouting.
Oh, yes, that's true.
Amen, Lord. Amen. Live birth. Live.
Amen.
Oh, glory. Praise the Lord. I'm here. I've been born into the world. I'm an addition to the family. Born with overcoming grace.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I thought she was going to get up.
It's meant to stir our soul and challenge us, dear one. I recognize everyone doesn't get it the same way. That doesn't mean you didn't get saved. But it's meant to inspire your heart and my heart.
Yes.
That there's greater victory and deeper depths for us to gain.
Yes.
Sometimes we can look around and see this experience and that experience, and we can accept that. That was Jesus is.
Yes.
Jesus
See if I've got it tonight, honey. I'll have to see if I have it. See, I had quite a little expense this month. I'll do what I can, though. I'll do my best.
Praise the Lord. God has divine order. We respect that divine order. We'll have less bruises and bumps along the way. Humble ourselves to the divine order of God and be blessed in our souls. Oh, yes, Lord. You're on the waters. Cover the mountains. You're the stillness to infect. They realize that all flesh has perished. No doubt it gave a certain kind of depth of a feeling in their soul to know they were the only living creatures on the earth. Right in the heavens, the only creatures left. And I'm sure at those times, the Lord reminded them, you know there's a window in there. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. You know what it means much for you and I to be able to look up? It's just as well we don't have windows to be plow oftentimes too much, and we see too much. Yes, see too much. Sometimes we're not able to see those things with a spiritual eye, and they tend to be a discouragement to us. Mm-hmm. Lift up your eyes into the hills. I'm glad for God's goodness. I appreciate the way He has fixed it so we can stay encouraged in the things of God. Lift up your eyes. Look on up to the Lord. Look unto Jesus. Awesome. Yes. And don't let, I think you're going to get encouragement everywhere you go all the time. It's not going to work that way all the time. Sometimes the Lord wants to teach you to encourage yourself. Look on up and get something special from me. Praise the Lord. Sometimes He'll meet it out from someone. And you might go back and say, oh, they blessed me last time. Oh, I know they're going to help me now. Praise the Lord. They tell you something about me. Knock you up. You know what? They're still saved, sanctified after they said it.
That's true.
Oh, the devil said, you know, you better just leave that where it is. Did the Lord tell you to go there? Were you looking for earthly comfort, or were you looking for comfort from God? Amen. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord knows that we're leaning too much on the flesh. Lean too much on the earth and vessels. Lean too much on them. It's the treasure in the vessels, dear ones, that can only bless our souls. Unless God activates and gives divine unction for something to be said to comfort you. Amen, Lord. You just go away. Thank you, Lord. I need to know this, Lord. God wants to drag you to your knees, that you'll be able to dig on down and get exactly what you need and realize Jesus is the answer. Praise the Lord. Jesus is the answer. Amen, Lord. All right. Thank God for His goodness. I still have not seen the good chapter of Matthew. Praying other folks to bear with us. I guess these folks might need to hop back and forth. I don't know where you are, Father. I trust the Lord will bring it all out in a way that will build for the blessing of our souls. All right. Ninth verse. If you are the peacemakers, they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake. Theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice, be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. Great is your reward in heaven. Praise God. That's the highlight of it all. For so persecuted they, the prophets which were before you. You're not going through anything different from you or another. This is the path that you have trod. You're just going along the same way. Praise the Lord. You'll just join the great cloud of witnesses on the other side if you're faithful. That have gone through the very same thing.
Yes.
Oftentimes, people again talk about and they're falsely accused, and they just so down in the dumps. And oh, so and so, I heard this about me and that about me, and it's not true. But what are you moping about? Or what are you crying about? It's not true. Amen, Lord. It's not true. It's not true. Praise the Lord. May God bless. Time to shout. That's what you're shouting about. It's not true. Amen, Lord. Amen. Now, if it was true, you just buckle it for your own fault. And I don't know anybody that knows something about that. Amen, Lord. But as we go along in our experience, those occasions are to become fewer and far between. Amen, Lord. Learn not to. Glory to God. Oh, we can feel that warm feeling in there, and I know the Holy Ghost told me to do it. I know He said to do it. And that zeal, praise the Lord, that trust is there, and you do it. And if it's true, all right, then you don't have much grace about it. You don't have much grace as to the results of what happened. Oh, Lord, I know You told me to do it. Lord, you know, I don't care. You had in your mind. I don't care who tells me what. I know the Lord told me to do it. I know He did. I know the Lord's voice. I have a special relationship with Him. That's fine. That's well. Lord bless you. But sometimes all that means that you're very independent. Amen. Where we get a few amens here and there. That's what that means oftentimes. You're independent and nobody, and God told me, and nobody can tell you anything else. Pastor can't tell you anything. The deacon can't tell you anything. The older minister can advise. I know God told me to do it. He told me. I know it's that way. I just know it. Lord, help us. Lord, bless us. I don't let the devil beat you down about that. There's a lot of folks here that's getting overworked. Amen. And they didn't come in fresh among the saints either. They've been here. Amen, Lord. You have to tell it like it is, huh? Wherever it comes from, you need to send it back to Jesus. It's not a blessing among the people of God. One in spirit. We're talking about keeping the unity of the spirit and the bond of peace. Amen, Lord. If I can't bear witness that God is blessing and using you, dear ones, it ought to grieve you. It ought to stop you in your tracks. I'm not talking just because I'm the pastor. I'm talking about a spiritual saint. Can't bear witness. Can't bear witness to it. I just can't see that. I can't back that. No need to think they're not sanctified. They don't have any discernment. And they don't know how God is getting with me so special. And may God help me. Amen.
Amen.
I'll tell you, like I heard the older minister tell younger ministers, God calls you to a work, He's going to say it loud enough that the people there can hear it too. God calls you to the ministry, He's going to say it loud enough that spiritual people can hear it too. He's called you for this, called you for that. Amen. Scripture says that He keeps nothing from His Father. God says that. Now, don't you think you're just a lady prophet a little too much? I'm just saying what the Word of God says about it. I'm not a lady myself, and at least with me once. There are things that God keeps hidden in the prophets. But those things that are necessary, dear ones, to keep unity and have the ability and the oversight of a flock, dear ones, God gives discernment and understanding to keep divine order there and to keep an atmosphere, a congenital, conducive to a nourishment and to a feeding that will bless those individuals to grow in grace and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe that. I've gone over 9 o'clock in the same day. Usually don't go over 9 o'clock on Sunday night. The Lord help us tonight. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. Don't you know all of us, in some manner or another, are going to experience some of these things in life? And we need to have that rejoicing in there. And you need to build yourself up to it before it happens. Don't just wait for it. And then, Lord, give it to me. The scripture says, the brother said to have it. Have it. By faith, I have it. Well, I feel good today, praise the Lord. But when death comes, I'm supposed to have grace. I'm supposed to have it. Amen, Lord. Might not be knowledgeable of an enemy in the world, but once you learn that you have some, you're supposed to have grace. Everybody's talking good about you. Lord, help us. Lord, help us. defending me here? Am I sympathizing in my spirit with their condition? I knew it wasn't. Amen, Lord. I got to read about it. I went to talk to the pastor. I said, so-and-so, get me off of that. Something, can you know me? You see what's wrong? Is something wrong here? I had been sympathetic in my spirit. What's wrong here? I knew they were putting so much in the written off of me. They giving me off of them. Lord, yes. God forbid that anyone would think they can butter us up.
Amen.
Well, they kind of chuckled and laughed about it. Said, well, it's probably not anything too much, is it? I said, no, it's not ever too much, but I just concerned about it. I don't want anyone to think that I support them in anything that's less than a Bible standard. I don't want them to think they can come through me and get by the pastor. Amen. Lord, help us. Amen, Lord. I appreciate the ministry here. Everybody get down with it. Praise the Lord. I appreciate the saints. I appreciate the ministry. I feel like they're very supportive one of another. And I appreciate how the saints hold them up, and I pray everyone will continue to do that. Amen, Lord. But the temptation is there. Amen, Lord. Well, you know they were a little hard on you. I know I did, but you just keep listening to the pastor and the preacher and in your spirit you kind of sympathize with them a little bit. Amen, Lord. The enemy would like to get us to sympathize with something that's going wrong. Amen, Lord, bless us and get all our forces in on the enemy and cause our lives to be in such a condition where we can provoke one another to love and good works. Mm-hmm. Provoke each other to a Bible and a godly standard in all times. Praise God. Well, I tell you, the devil, I'm going to tell you the devil. He's a devil. Well, the devil suggested, well, I'll tell you what you need to do. You just need, next time you preach, see, next time you get an opportunity, the Lord gives you a message, you just make sure you make it plain. Amen, Lord. That's what the devil suggested. But the Lord helped me to realize that's just the enemy. Don't give in to that. Trying to straighten anybody out from the pulpit. Amen, Lord. You just pray for yourself and make sure you do have a perfect rebuke in your heart. Keep on being loving and kind. Amen, Lord. Keep being firm in your spirit in the things of God. It'll work out. It's experience. The Lord gives us experiences along the way. Praise the Lord. I'm not afraid about that thing. And the Lord can't be. Oh, I believe I'm going to hate myself in. It wasn't long. They stopped giving me $5 or $10. It wasn't $20, $50 and all that. Praise the Lord. Wasn't that often either, but I just knew their habits, and I didn't want anyone to think that I was working out of joint discord with the pastor, that they could do anything around him through me in any way. Amen, Lord. So the Lord worked that out, and I appreciated it. Praise the Lord. And I've learned better how to behave myself in those matters. And on other matters that relate to that, praise the Lord. I appreciate the experiences in life. I appreciate how the Lord takes time to teach us and instruct us how we ought to behave ourselves in the house of God, which is the pillar and ground of the truth. Praise God. All right. Let's read just a couple more here. I believe in Hebrews 11 chapter. Let's read that. Praise God. 11th chapter of Hebrews. Let's read a little bit about Moses. And perhaps we'll be changed for the rest of the moment. This is that there on the 25th. Alright. 23rd verse is fine. By faith, Moses, when he was born, hid 3 months of his parents, because they saw he was a proper child. They were not afraid of the king's commandment. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin or seeking, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. For he had respect unto the recompense of reward. He respected the recompense, the return, the substitute for what he gave up. He respected the kind of reward he received over there. Praise the Lord. Yes, the treasures in Egypt was full. At the time that Moses lived, Egypt was in some of her golden years. Praise the Lord. But she had been a leader in history and many things through the Egyptians, and they learned much of their genius along a lot of technological lines. They were a forerunner in a number of things. No country yet has equaled their ability to embalm. In other matters in history and in science, they were well-versed in certain areas of life that no other country simply were able to attain to. Moses lived in a time, I'll say, where Egypt was in her glory, so to speak. And so there was an access at hand for him, many things. There was a glorious future in carnal eyes that the enemy no doubt showed him, of the life he could live and all that he could possess if he just kept on being called Pharaoh's daughter. Praise the Lord. Oh, God bless us. You know, there's something about those hard times that bears along the vein of things that calls us to just be that much more bound to the earth. Amen, Lord. May God bless us and encourage us, dear ones. We love our loved ones. We love their souls. We have a great regard and affection for them. But sometimes our heart can be so tied to them through some of the advantages that we can gain by staying on such what we call good terms with them. I believe, dear ones, in living in peace with all men, but not at the sacrifice of any precious truths. May the Lord bless us and encourage us along the way. There are times that we're not going to always be in the favor of our loved ones. We're going to have to make a definite stand one way or another on some lies, and we're just not going to be in their favor as we once were. May the Lord bless us and help us to have grace to bear those times and to stay consistent, dear ones. If you stay consistent, dear ones, that'll be a great healer to them. Sometimes you have to just put your foot down, so to speak, and lay down what your conviction is, and they'll be heard, and they'll withdraw themselves. You may experience a biting coldness to your spirit when you're around them for a while, but you stay consistent. I'm going to tell you, it'll pay off. I've seen it in my family and some of my loved ones. Sometimes it took 15, 20 years for them to come around and have the respect and the regard for the stand that you've taken, but they appreciate the consistency and you're standing to your convictions. May the Lord bless us. I say the best thing we can do for our loved ones is live a consistent, holy life. Don't get down to them. Don't sympathize with them. We say, my loved ones, they don't understand. And so you make a little concessions here or there. Don't make any concessions, dear ones. The enemy may make you think you're doing it for your loved ones, but it's just the flesh that you're bowing down to. So may God encourage us as we go along in life that we might have respect for the recompense of the reward. May the Lord cause us to lay hold upon eternal life. The Lord told Abraham, I believe, that he would be a shield and buckler and his exceeding great reward. May the Lord bless us, I say, tonight, and encourage us to realize the Lord is coming quickly, and his reward is with him to give every man according as his work should be. We're going to receive the reward of righteousness if we have lived a righteous life. But if we have not lived righteous, dear ones, we're going to still receive a reward. There's still going to be a receiving of something from the hand of God. May the Lord bless us. And when Jesus comes, said, he that is filthy, let him be filthy still. He that is righteous, let him be righteous still. I'm glad again that we can look from him. Dear ones, he is coming back the second time without sin unto salvation, unto those that look for him. May the Lord cause us to again live every day as if it were our last. May we keep an inspiration and a longing in our spirit for the reward. May we work for it here. May we labor for it here. May the things that we do not seem so great a sacrifice, realizing the greatest sacrifice has already been made that we might have eternal life. May the Lord encourage us each one to press on a higher ground. May we hear, may we see lives and live that will bespeak and cause souls to hear the sound of saints on higher ground at all times. That we might be inspired by someone on higher ground, but though that you've got to that higher ground yourself, the Lord wants you to live a life that will invite others into higher ground. So Lord, cause us each one to launch out some more to the things of God, that we might live a life that's pleasing in his sight. Amen. With our desire and prayers.